feeling inside. Oh, to be home again, where the sea breeze is as near as my face. During our ride through the streets, Puzo jogged alongside me, and to my amusement, so did someone's little muddy pig, which followed us until some boys chased it away. When we arrived at the theater, Puzo's legs were so caked with dung he washed in a public fountain before coming in with me. This theater is similar to the one we have in Alexandria, an open-air stage surrounded by seats that spread upward, giving the appearance of a large bowl. We were escorted to the front seats, which are reserved for nobles, that is, senators and visiting royalty such as myself. The next 12 rows behind us are for knights. This is what Julia calls the wealthy businessmen, such grand flowing togas and fat chins. A servant placed cushions on the stone bench for us. I turned around to look up at the crowds beginning to fill the audience. The steps upward were such a steep climb. My heart was thankful that we were on the ground level. Soon the play began. It was titled The Clouds. It is a Greek comedy written hundreds of years ago by Aristophanes. From where the actors stood, their voices carried clearly to us as well as high up and around the theater,